This is The Naked Scientists with Kat Arney and with me, Ben Valsler. If you'd like to get in touch with any questions or comments, then you can email chris at thenakedscientists.com, tweet at Naked Scientists, or find us on Facebook.
Now, still to come, is love just a chemical reaction? And are humans meant for monogamy?
But first, a new and deadly strain of virus, thought to have originated from contact with infected animals in the Middle East, is raising concerns as evidence mounts that it can also pass from human to human. To find out more, we are joined by Professor Wendy Barclay, who is Chair in Influenza Virology at Imperial College London. Wendy, thank you ever so much for joining us. First of all, what is this virus?
Well, this virus is a coronavirus. That's a virus in quite a large family that includes viruses of both humans and animals. The name suggests that it's got a special appearance. It's got some spike-like proteins on the outside, which under the electron microscope look a little bit like crowns, hence the corona. And the virus is carrying inside an RNA genome, which, of course, we know makes viruses a little bit more mutable than viruses which rely on DNA for their genome. And coronaviruses are quite notorious in the RNA genomed viruses as being extremely large. They have really the largest RNA genome of maybe up to 30 kilobases in length, which is large for a single piece of RNA. Until sort of around about 2002, 2003, the only coronaviruses that people knew about that infected human beings were two rather mild coronaviruses that caused common colds. And then, of course, along in 2003 came SARS coronavirus, which hit the scene and made everybody sit up and realize that these coronaviruses could also cause much more serious disease. And that, again, seems to be what we're seeing here this time around as well.
So how does this coronavirus and this particular strain differ from other respiratory infections like influenza?
Well, in many ways, there are some similar features, particularly with severe forms of influenza, for example, the H5N1 bird flu, when it does infect humans, causes a very severe lung involvement, viral pneumonia, severe respiratory illness. And that seems to be so far what's being seen in these 11 people now that appear to have been infected with the new coronavirus. So there are some similarities there. Indeed, it could be said really that SARS was also a virus which causes a sort of very much a lower respiratory tract respiratory infection. That differs, I guess, from, you know, typical common colds and most strains of seasonal flu, which, although there can be lung involvement, really are also infecting the upper respiratory tract and passing amongst people quite readily through the air.
You said we've had 11 confirmed cases of this so far, so it obviously is quite a new strain. Where do we think it's actually come from?
So genome sequencing suggests that this is really highly related to viruses which are found in bats. And again, since the SARS epidemic, a lot of work has been done on coronaviruses and looking for new viruses, because we think that SARS, in fact, came originally from bats, although it seems that SARS went through other animals first to sort of adapt and allow it to cross that species barrier and get into humans. This virus actually seems much more similar to viruses which are in bats, suggesting that it may not have gone through an intermediate animal species, but may have come directly across from bats into humans. But to be honest, the animal source of the infections, which most have originated in Saudi Arabia, the animal source of these infections really is not identified.
And this has been making the headlines primarily because it seems to have been able to go not just from bats to humans, but actually from one infected human to another. Why is that such a concern?
Well, when we have these viruses that are usually present in animals and they cross once into an exposed person, we call that a zoonosis. And although that's very unfortunate for the infected person, because often that's accompanied by severe disease, it doesn't necessarily trigger an outbreak. A lot of animal viruses can, following a big dose exposure can cause this zoonotic event. But when we get really worried is when there are new viruses which cross from an animal species and they have the capability to pass from one person to another. Now, I should stress that although, you know, this new coronavirus has hit the headlines because it appears to have done that, the case of human-to-human transmission, which we're certain about, is in a family member following what we think is quite close contact. And in fact, the recipient, the person that seems to have caught the virus from a family member, is themselves somewhat susceptible to viruses. We don't know the medical details, but we are understood that they have some predisposition to make them particularly susceptible. So this human-to-human transmission event that's been seen with the new coronavirus does not necessarily mean that this virus has the ability to transmit readily from people through the air in a manner which we would begin to think was heralding a new pandemic.
And obviously we do have to be careful not to alarm people. How can the medical community now be vigilant, and what are we looking out for before we know that we may need to take action?
Well, the signs of this virus are pretty severe. We're talking about severe respiratory illness. Some of the patients have experienced kidney failure as well, but it's not clear whether that's a direct consequence of virus infection or whether it's associated with the multi-organ failure that goes with such a severe respiratory infection. There are, obviously the Health Protection Agency is looking at this very seriously. They're very much involved. They have diagnostic tests available, and I'm quite sure that clinicians involved in sort of caring in ITUs for these kinds of patients will be strongly encouraged to submit those diagnostic tests and confirm cases as soon as possible.
Many thanks, Wendy. That is Professor Wendy Barclay from Imperial College London.